వాసుదేవాయ. రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 10th కాంటో చాప్టర్ 7. ప్రకీత్ మహారాజ్ ఈజ్ ఆస్కింగ్ టు సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి, వై దర్ ఇస్ కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్ బిట్వీన్ గరుడ అండ్ కాళిక. యూజువల్లీ డివోటీ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ పీస్ఫుల్ and his nature, this is devotee's nature, he don't like conflict. Our lifespan is very short, and within this short lifespan we have to complete bhakti yoga with a peaceful mind. And actually we came to this world, the secret is there only for this attachment and enmity we came to this material world. Therefore we have to develop a serious mood, not to attach with, not to develop our attachment with someone or some objects or some things, nor we should create some enmity with any devotee or living entities. We know this is not an easy thing, especially in the material world. Where is always duality is there, and where is always you can find enmity is there. But our protector is Guru and Krishna. More sincerely we pray, they will show our mercy and they will guide us. Yes. Everyone wants peaceful life. Everyone. And this creation of Krishna, this is Krishna's creation. And especially this material creation is such a, you can say, such a place, and this creation is such a amazing creation. Always you can find enmity with all living entities. That is called in Sanskrit khadya khadaka samparka, like snakes, frogs. Always you can find living entities, they want to eat it. Others, they can live like in this way. Not only eating, also always enmity is there. So answer to Parikit Maharaj's question, Sukadeva Goswami, we are hearing, he explained how for Garuda, the snakes within the Naga lobes, usually once a month under a tree, they are always offering some foods. But Kali are rather not cooperating with all the snakes' ideas. He don't want to give his share to Garuda. Rather, the people, general people, they are eating, they are just giving something to Garuda and he just eating forcefully. Yes. And when Garuda came to know, he was angry. One may say, okay, his devotee, his Lord's devotee, why he became so angry? He can go to another place, he can find out some food. He don't know Krishna is his protector, maintainer. No, devotee is helping in mission of Krishna. He is helping. Indirectly by Krishna's, you can say, blessing, Krishna's inspiration is coming from Krishna, so that he want to do these things. Sometimes by blessing, sometimes by cursing also. They want to rectify Kaliya. Who wants to rectify us? Anyone? No. No one wants. Our father mother wants. No, father mother wants. What will happen in future? It will happen. Now I don't want to displease my son and daughter. No one wants to rectify you. No one in the three world you can find. Even demigods, they want to rectify us? No. When you develop desire, okay, Krishna, well, Indra, give me this thing. Mother Durga, give me this thing. There is a sanction. Who is your real friend? With humble mood, with showing our bright future, who is showing his finger towards us and showing our faults, indicating our faults, showing his finger. This is your fault, this is your fault, this is your fault. Very difficult to find out such friend. Especially sadhu and gurus, they are not our enemy. No, actually no one wants, yeah, to be rectified. Like now you see, like many people that are suffering, especially in India, I don't know what was. End of this disease with corona, they don't like to go to doctor. They don't like treatment. Okay, you want to be healthy. but you are already affected by disease, better cure. But they don't like this idea. They don't like medicine. They don't like doctor. No one wants to rectify us. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Maharaj used to say, this world is a mutual pleasing world. Mutual pleasing world. Oh, his statements are so heavy. So heavy. Yes, always everyone wants to please other and he wants to please other. By this way, everyone, suppress their faults within their heart or within their core of their heart and posing that I am okay and you are also okay. Like there is a saying in Oriya, like two persons, their habit when they are sleeping in the night time, they are passing urine. Sometimes they have habit, they are passing urine. And every time you have to pass urine within the bed, then you have to wash every day. They said, why? What is necessary? You are also passing urine. I am also passing urine. Let's sleep in one bed. No necessary. That means you don't must say anything to me. You should not say anything to me. I will not say anything to you. Because we have same quality. We can sleep in one bed. Our mothers used to say like that. If you want to rectify someone, you don't like. Yes. But Sadhguru wants. There are well-wisher friends. There are well-wisher friends. Not only well-wisher friends. Yes, Prabhupada Maharaj said these things. Bali Maharaj said these things. My Gurudev taught me. In this way, father, mother, others in this world, they are well-wisher in one side. Only they want in this life, how can I'll be happy. Thus, for about next life, no one is thinking. Except Guru and Krishna. It is not easy to avoid our karma phala and again we are creating some new karma and next life what will happen? What will happen? No one knows. So, rectify Kalya. Actually Guru, it took one attempt. Yes. Sadhus don't like conflict. Those like conflict, they are not sadhus. Their nature is not the like conflicts. Fighting nature, arguing nature. Nature should be like, some topic is coming, you can argue. But it should not be your nature. Always arguing with them. That means you are agitating your mind. And always you will stay in a mode of aggression. How to defeat other. This is not a good idea. And to become a Krishna's devotee means, above all, we can say, above all material platforms. Because Krishna want every companies, if you want with some companies, first they will give their guidelines. You want to work with us or you want a job, this is our guidelines. You know the staffs, those are working in Indigo, in Vistara, in KLM, Qatar Airlines, you see, their companies, even airline companies, they have specific guidelines. If you want to join, we have this principle. Krishna have specific guidelines for his devotees. Especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita. You want to mind devotees? Okay, you have to follow all these principles. Oh, so difficult for us. We are not realizing. We want to become Krishna's devotee, but Krishna already, you can say, set up a standard. This is my standard. You say, like 12th chapter Bhagavad Gita. He is my dear devotee. Krishna is always saying, he is my dear devotee. Sacham Bhaktamaya Priya. This is Krishna want this thing from us, but we are not in that platform. Then who will help us to uplift to this standard? Only sadhu. Because Kaliya is developing this brightness, now Garuda want to curse his pride. Want to punish him indirectly, yes. This is not punishment, actually this is blessing. So that Kaliya, na conflict with Garuda, na came to Vrindavan, got this mercy. Very rare case you can find in Vedic history. Yes. When you are creating problem for sadhus, then achieving some mercy from Krishna. Rare case. Special case. So we are hearing. So when Garuda came to know these things, Tasrutva Kupita Rajan Bhagavan Bhagavat Priyam Bijing
విజిఘాసు మహార్వేగం కాలియం సముపాద్రవత్ వాకింగ్. ది గ్రేట్లీ పవర్ఫుల్ గరుడ్ హూ ఇస్ వెరీ డియర్ టు ది సుప్రీం లార్డ్ బికమ్ యాంగ్రీ వెన్ హీ హర్డ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్. డిజైరింగ్ టు కిల్ కాలియ హీ రాష్ టువార్డ్స్ ది సర్పెంట్ ట్రెమెండియస్ స్పీడ్. శ్రీల సనతన గోస్వామి ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ది వర్డ్ మహావేగ్ అని ఇండికేట్ దాట్ గ్రేట్ స్పీడ్ ఆఫ్ గరుడ కెన్ నాట్ బి చెక్ బై ఎనీవన్. మహావేగ్ హీ వాంట్ టు కిల్ బట్ బీ కేర్ఫుల్ వన్ వర్డ్ ఇస్ దేర్ హియర్. భగవాన్ రాజన్ తశ్రుత్వ భగ కుపిత రాజన్ భగవాన్ భగవత్ ప్రియ వెరీ డియర్ టు సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ ఈజ్ నౌ డెవలపింగ్ హిజ్ యంగర్ మూడ్. యు అండర్స్టాండ్ వెన్ వీఆర్ డెవలపింగ్ యంగర్ మూడ్ దట్ ఈస్ సేయింగ్ దిస్ నాట్ సేయింగ్ దిస్ ఈస్ మొరల్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఆఫ్ వెదిక్ హిస్టరీస్. ఎస్ వెన్ యు ఆర్ క్యారింగ్ ఫైర్ ఇన్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్ సపోజ్ యు ఆర్ క్యారింగ్ ఫైర్ ఇన్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్ ఫస్ట్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్ విల్ బి బర్న్ ఫస్ట్ హ్యాండ్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ వాంట్ టు బర్న్ సమ్మన్స్ హౌస్ ఫాస్ట్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్ విల్ బర్న్ దెన్ యూ కెన్ బర్న్ అదర్స్ హౌస్ అండ్ యంగర్ ఇస్ లైక్ దాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ హెల్ప్ఫుల్ ఎవ్రీవన్ హ్యావ్ యంగర్ బట్ ఏ మొరల్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్ ఆల్సో సేయింగ్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఎవ్రీవన్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ దీస్ సిక్స్ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ యంగర్ గ్రీడ్స్ జెలసీ లాస్ట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ బట్ స్పెషల్లీ యంగర్ షుడ్ బి అండర్ అవర్ కంట్రోల్ నాట్ దాట్ వీఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ అండర్ కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ యంగర్ యూ అండర్స్టాండ్ This is very humble, especially in devotional life. Yes, angry body, because body is there, senses are there, it will come. Krodha bhakti dvesi jane, how to use all six things. You know these things? Yeah. This is Narada Dasa question. Kama Krishna karma arpane. If you have some desire, just fulfill all this desire. If you have some desire, do something for Krishna. You understand? Like you have a desire for a nice car. You cannot check it artificially. Okay, you just buy a nice car. And just only for this thing. For sadhus or just go to temple. You want to marry. Okay, just marry. And husband and wife both serve Krishna. Whenever you have a desire, artificially you cannot check our desires. That's why I call you. Artificial you can't check. Kama Krishna karma arpane. Whenever you have desire, just do some things for Krishna. Just to fulfill Krishna's desire. Artificial you can't check. This is a problem. Then Mithyachari Sauchyati, Krishna is saying. Because sense is demanding some things. And it is the urges, urges heavy. How many days artificially? No. How many days you can control? Better just pray to Mahaprabhu. Not, he will give you strength so that you will not over hesitate. Unless you get prem, not easy thing to control all anarthas. Kama Krishna karma arpane. Krodha bhakti dvesi jane. How to utilize, he is saying, Narottam Das Thakur. If you have anger, like some persons are very always in angry mood. How to utilize anger? If someone blaspheming devotee and Lord, just use anger there. It's proper use of anger. Kama Krishna karma arpane krodha bhakta dvesi jane. Loha sadhu sanghe hari katha. If you have greed, how to utilize your greed? Not only sadhu sangha hari katha. How to associate with sadhu and how to... Actually, what is the meaning of association? That is another question. Why we associate with saintly persons? For harikatha, otherwise, not necessary. Like Prabhupada used to say, this is like a joint mess. Without harikatha, without hariseva, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, this is joint mess. You know joint mess? This is in India. Joint mess means some labors, many labors. They are just working in the office. They rented one house. They are cooking every day. One person is cooking. They are buying all stuffs, everything in monthly. And they are just calculating everything and they are paying. Working separately, Just sitting in one place, sleeping in one place. And whatever share they are just giving. This joint mess. Prabhupada is saying this joint mess systems. In your spiritual life, especially we are not developing our inclination towards Harikatha, Hariseva. What is this association? Sadhu Sanghe Harikatha. If our greed, just develop this greed. Always pray to Krishna, please fulfill my greed. Yeah. Please fulfill my greed. I want to associate with saintly persons and I want to hear Krishna Gatha. Without Krishna Gatha, I can't lead my life. You know, this Krishna Gatha, not only hearers, but the preacher who is preaching, who is hearing, who is sharing, everything. The only Krishna Gatha have power to mitigate your miseries, your tense. Life is not, you don't think for sadhus also life is easy. You don't think for us life is very easy. If whole life we will analyze ourselves, why I just give up my house for all these problems? So much challenges, so much challenges. More than karmi, sometimes more than karmi life. Such a, you can say like a unfavorable situations. Yes, you are not thief, you are not uncivilized person, but situation make you all these things, but still you have total right. Life is a challenge. Even you sadhu or don't, you don't stay in ashram, you stay in your house. Life is not easy. Always many challenges, many challenges. But only by one thing you can mitigate. All the challenges, all your doubts, all your lamentations, all your shortcomings, all your shortcomings, which how can I say, which always depressing you. You know, the depressions. You don't think depression is coming from outside. Outside all these matters is happening, but if our mind is inside, is strong, we will not allow all these thoughts to our mind. So that mind will affect on intelligent, and intelligent just capture our consciousness. Therefore, Hari Gatha. So if Krishna Gatha always, how can I say, touching our mind, you know, with intelligent, and within core of the heart, all these challenges immediately we can hit up. Krishna Gatha only. There are Parikrit Maharaj, he know the trick. But such a, he get a new experience in his life. He was a king. And in Mother's womb, he already saw Krishna. And it does not mean he was only performing, how can you say, he was only just ruling his kingdom, not performing some bhajan. He know, he had all experiences. And also know how to give respect to Brahman and Vaishnavas. But that incident, when he put snakes on the neck of Samik, that day was his turning, you know, life's turning point came. yes. You don't think life's turning points came with such incidents, you know? Like we came to this path of devotional life. One turning point is there. That is Krishna's. Remark this turning point. Don't forget this turning point. If you forget these things, problem. You understand or not? Like when we came to Krishna consciousness, one turning point is there. My English is turning point. I don't know how to explain it. We turn our face. This is turning point we call. We change our vision toward Krishna consciousness. That moment always you should keep in your mind. And if you always keep this turning point moment in your life, always you will be hopeful. What is happening now? Don't think these things. If you give up these things, then again same problem. But just remark the turning point. When I decide to become a devotee, for what matter? And who helped me? And what was my realization at that time? Just always remind that thing. That was Prabhupada Maharaj, you were saying. Yeah, he is mentioning in Ajamil life history. If you want to go advance, or if you want to go further in your spiritual life, always compare your past life with present. How I was suffering. Who helped me come to Krishna consciousness? what is happening now, it may be after 6 months it will be solved, or 3 months, or after 3 years. But I can't give up, I can't give up Krishna consciousness. Remark the turning point. Why turn my face to Krishna consciousness? And that time, who helped me? Who helped me? Anyone help you at that time? Looks like, oh, this devotee helped me. But actually that time Supersoul helped you so much. So much at that time. Supersoul's blessing, you just turn your face. Prakrit Maharaj knows that thing. Now, he knows these tricks. Turning point of his life. After just put the snakes on the neck of Samikrushi, and when he was returning, this was his turning point. And he was inviting. This verse is there. I can show you. Saying, let the court should come so that I will not disrespect the Brahmana again. And he know danger will come. And it's come. But after he find out Sukhdev Goswami, only he was, only he was remembering this turning point. Oh, this was Krishna's arrangement actually. When I just put this with my bow, I just took this snakes, dead snakes. I can say like, I put on the neck like a garland on a saintly person. This is Krishna's arrangement. I never commit any mistake in my life. That means Krishna want, let this course should come. So that 7 days I can hear Srimad Bhagavatam and I will prepare myself to give up all material things and return home back to Godhead. Yes, therefore always you remark when this topic is coming, Sukhdev Goswami is saying, oh, this saintly person calls this one, he was like that. Just remember his turning point. Oh, this already happened to me. This is Krishna's blessing. Krishna's blessing. Harikatha. This greed should be there. Therefore, he knows. Although I was a devotee, I was performing bhajans. But now, what sort of relishment? Oh, this is a different test. I want to continue these things to end up my life. Yes. So, if you have lost, you have desire, you can use for Krishna. For anger, those are blaspheming Vishnu and Vaishnavas, you can use. And greed, for sadhu, how to associate with sadhu, and hear Krishna katha. Lova sadhu sanghi hari katha. Mada Krishna gunangani. If a pride nature, arrogant nature, pride, how to use your pride? What is the nature of proud persons? Huh? They are always saying, I am great. Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I am good, I am great. There is a story, I am good, I am great. Yeah, this is like pulse. They are always saying, I am good, I am great. I am very good person, genuine person, I am great. This feeling is always there. Foolish idea. Yes, this is the nature of proud fellows, proud persons. I am great, I am good. Mind always, many shortcomings are there. But still mind always prompt them, because they are always in mood of ignorance and past. And they are always saying, I am great, I am great, I am good. Now, Narada Das Thakur saying, you can use your pride in 2 things. Always say, Krishna is good, Krishna is everything, Krishna. Always say, and glorify Krishna. Krishna is great, Krishna is great, Krishna is great. This is use of power. Yes. Develop your proud. Why are you proud for yourself, proud for your guru? When we are developing proud for your guru, when we are developing pride for your parampara, for Mahaprabhu, this is real pride. And when we are developing this sort of pride, that pride will not create, prideness in your heart. Be careful. When you are really proud for your guru, it does not mean you will develop pride. I am not great, my guru is great. And who are you? So I am fallen. Okay, if you are fallen, how you are saying your guru is great? Because I am fallen, I know he is great. A fallen person knows who is great. Therefore, common things you can see, the smokers, the drunkards, the thieves, immediately they can recognize sadhu. You understand or not? For a gentle person, genuine person, it may be light, but the drunkards, the thieves, uncivilized persons, most of the time they can immediately recognize sadhu. Why? Because they know the shortcomings, what shortcomings with them they know. So whenever they find some sadhu, when say, oh, the shortcoming what is with me is not with this person, his sadhu. Most of the times people remark. So if Krishna will ask, okay, you are developing proud. If devotee is asking, you are developing pride for your guru, what qualification you have? You cannot say, out of pride or out of my quality, I am glorifying my guru. No, I am fallen. So, although I am performing bhajan sadhana, although I am initiated by my spiritual master, although I am initiated by this parampara, but according to the standard of this parampara, standard of my guru, I am so fallen, now I am remarking. After performing sadhana bhajan for many years, now I am remarking how they are great. Therefore, I am developing pride. And how I am fallen. Devotee life is different. Totally different life. Yes. And be proud for Guru, for Parampara, for Sadhu, for Mahaprabhu. Yes. I am so fortunate. I came to this Parampara. I am so fortunate. I find out by Krishna's arrangement, Sriman Mahaprabhu and his dear devotees. I am so fortunate. Proud for it. Yes. మద కృష్ణ గుణగానే నిజుక్తి కరివ తథా తథా యు కెన్ యూజ్ ఫైవ్ థింగ్స్ అనదర్ వన్ ఇస్ మోహో ఇష్ట లాభవి మోహో అండ్ ఇల్యూజన్ మోహ డిల్యూజన్ ఇల్యూజన్ ఇల్యూజన్ మోహ ఇల్యూజన్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఇల్యూజన్ హౌ టు యూజ్ ఇల్యూజన్ లాస్ట్ గ్రేట్ యాంగర్ ఫ్రైడ్ ఇల్యూజన్ And another one, enviousness. Yeah. The six are real enemies. Outside many enemies are there. Actually, these enemies creating enemies. Yes. Therefore, why a small child? He have no enemy. All these enemies are not prominent inside a small child. Therefore, he have no enemy. And when lust came, and all five enemies, they become prominent and they are creating outside enemies. Inside, enemies creating outside enemies. Yes, otherwise outside, even some people, they're how can you say, they're creating enmity for you, but inside you have no enemies. You will not feel anything, you will not face any problems, like Jada Bharat. Many personalities you can find, like Yudhishthira Maharaj. Duryodhana was thinking, he was my enemy, but Yudhishthira never. Always thinking, oh, he's higher standard. Spiritual life. Yes, just realize. Five things you can use, not six. Sixth one. Illusion you can use. This illusion is there. Oh, how can I achieve this one? How can I achieve? Illusion, you understand? Yes. How can I achieve this car? How can I achieve this? How can I can achieve one nice flat? They're like illusion. I want this. Whole consciousness with mind and intelligent with all these things. Unless you achieve, looks like my life is useless. And your illusions, you should use your illusion. Ishtalav. How can I find my Ishta, my worshipable deities, Krishna, Mahaprabhu, in this life? Just focus. Use illusion for that purpose. Now, five things already. Lust, anger, greed, pride and illusion. The last one is enviousness. That is not allowed in Bhakti Yoga. Not on the statute, no. You cannot allow this. You cannot use these things. You cannot use. First, throw it in outside. Then, come to Krishna consciousness. If you have all other five things, there is chance to become a devotee. Perfection. Today or tomorrow, you can get perfection. Don't worry. Don't be hopeless. Don't develop pessimism. But this is real fact. Even you come to Krishna consciousness, but you are continuing this mentality, envious mentality, you'll be finished. And you are like a, I gotta say, practically you are like an actor. If you are envious, you know, he's acting. Acting like I am a devotee. You know, the natural devotee is acting like a devotee. Yes, if you have enviousness, pretender, yes, this word is pretender. Posing sometimes. Envious person can't keep anything in his heart. You understand? Like bhajan's essence, he cannot release anything in his heart. Enviousness comes means he will just invite all anarthas to your heart. And you will lose all your good qualities. Then you have right over Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavatam. Then you are qualified now. Dharma prajjita kaita vatra parma nirmas saranam. Second verse. Yes. And it is linked with Bhagavad Gita. In end of the chapter Krishna, 18th chapter Krishna is saying, Sarvadharman, conclude, he is concluding his instruction with Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja. What are his symptoms? If Arjuna or someone will ask to you, Sarvadharman parityajya mamekam saranam braja, how can you know this person give up everything? How can you know? None envious, no enviousness. Where is proof? It's proof is Amrish Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Drupadis, Yudhishthira Maharaj. They are not envious. Devotee is not envious. Envious mentality means snake mentality, you know. Snake, they are very envious. Without anything that they want to attack you. Envious nature. There are very envious persons, actually, next life. I cannot say like that. Because I hear from persons. Like old person, they are saying, there are very envious, next life they will become snake. Envious to father, mother, general person. This is not a good quality, actually. Why you develop enviousness? Because we want to create. And therefore, we are envious to others. Even in heaven, this is the problem. Therefore, they can't. All facilities are there. Everything is there. They are not happy. Envious person, he has no friend. He is not happy. He can't perform some pious activities. No. To see good in other, or to see others' good qualities, is a divine thing. Yes. Don't think this is a divine quality. Divine nature. Human means he has. Why he achieved? Why he got human body? He has some qualities. And above that thing, when someone is devotee, Krishna's devotee, so okay, he may have other problems, but still, Krishna is just like bumblebee. He knows. Bumblebee, he knows. Where is honey? Why Krishna attracting all these souls from different backgrounds? Why to you, not to your father, not to your brother, not to your relatives? Where you are, where is Krishna consciousness? You just remark, who attract? Why Krishna? With which, what quality we have, only Krishna knows. Yes, we have something. But if you develop this quality, then Krishna will reject you, these things. Enviousness. You cannot use enviousness in Krishna consciousness. Yes. That means, when enviousness arises in our heart, we are hampering our spiritual life. It hamper our spiritual life. Hamper, actually. Yes. Very, you can say, yes, that you cannot express all these things. How we are inviting like black clouds, dark period to our life, if enviousness came. Day and night, your heart is now burning. Yeah, envious person, like, can't take rest. No rest for envious person, restless. Restless. A diseased person can take rest, but not an envious person. Always restless. Yes. So we are discussing these things. Tasrutva kapita rajan bhagavan. Rajan bhagavan bhagavata priya. Why Garuda want to punish? Why Garuda want to punish Kaliya? Why he have envious nature? Yes. And Kaliya admit in front of Krishna, you know, we are burning snakes. Why Krishna want to blame us? Our nature is envious, arrogant, foolish. Our nature is envious. Yes. Oh, Krishna only. This is only Krishna's desire. If Krishna wants to sever his mercy through his pure devotee, then there is hope to change some things. We are not samarthas. You know, this word is there in Sanskrit. Samarthas means eligible persons. Very qualified persons. And especially in Kali Yuga, we cannot perform other sadhans. We are not, like Gurudev used to say, we are not Nitya Siddhas. This is a fact. You understand, Nitya Siddhas means eternally liberated. Perfect. Siddhas. We are not Nitya Siddhas. We are conditioned souls. And another one, three types of devotees. Another one is sadhana siddhas. They are performing such heavy sadhans. Through their sadhana, they create their own, I'm going to say, one pot where they can keep Krishna's mercy. They change their whole habits by their sadhans. And they're so determined, so serious, and previous that their previous sukritis are very high. Therefore, this determination, like Dhruva Maharaj, so determined, so serious, not fragile, Dhruva, sadhana siddhas. But still, Narada Muni, we cannot say Dhruva Maharaj is sadhana siddhas. Narada Muni already sought mercy, but we can compare his mode for the sadhanas. You see how he performed within 6 months. Within 6 months, he achieved perfection. Heavy task for a common person, gentle person. To please Supreme Personality of Godhead, other saintly persons, we can say, they are performing sadhanas, austerities to achieve something. But Dhruva Maharaj was performing austerity to please Krishna. And within 6 months, no one in this three world, within a short period, in small age, five year old boy, and third one is his king's son. You understand? Not a saintly person's son. King's son, although king was a devotee, Narada Muni, Uttanapada, the Vaishnava. King's son means, you know, all sort of enjoyment is there. Still he give up everything. Yes. Not a small task. So, sadhana siddha, in Kali Yuga, what sadhana you can do? Gurudev used to say, what sadhana you can do? Even 16 round, our mind is going 1600 times to here and there. 100 times, 108 beats, maybe 100 times mind going there, within the 8 beats you can focus. Unless you press seriously to holy name and guru and engage in service, very difficult, especially when you are chanting, mind is, wandering, oscillating. Here and there, here and there. Yes. When after hearing same holy name and praying to Mahaprabhu, when it speaks, now this is, you are inviting auspiciousness to your life. When you are specially chanting and focusing on holy name, and this feeling is coming, this holy name have power to fulfill all my spiritual desire. And specially, who is the giver of this holy name? Guru. Identical, how can I say, identical vision at that time. You must have identical. You don't think holy name will show you, show his identity, his real constitutional. I am undifferent from Krishna. I have all these powers. No. If you are not identical vision towards Guru, towards Parampara, towards pure devotees and with holy name. Very identical. Guru Seva and Nam Seva. Yes. Because the holy name descending, especially in our parampara, through pure devotees. Mercy is coming through them. Mercy is within their heart. When they are uttering this holy name, that purifies our consciousness. When they are accepting, like you know, in our parampara, when they are accepting disciples, they are chanting rounds. The disciples beat and praying to holy name, you should shower mercy to the soul. We are chanting in that bit, with that mala. Yes. And this holy name is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You understand? This holy name is coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It does not mean someone can sing with harmonium. Anyone can chant this holy name. He can get sample. He can find dharma, artha, kama. And if not commit any offense and you have, it's very simple. And you have this vision, holy name is none different from Krishna. And not committing any offense, like Ajambil, there is chance to achieve liberation. But not bhakti. Not bhakti, will namely. Only from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parampara, descendants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru priyajanas, when you accept them, holy name and his mercy, parampara's mercy, which is with holy name, that descend with guru. When you accept guru as life and soul, then two things will come. Holy name's power with parampara's acharya's mercy. Not one, identical. You understand? We're chanting what we don't know how it can. They are not giving stress on parampara acharyas, pure devotees. Therefore, holy name is not showering mercy and constitutional. His constitutional position is non different from Krishna. It's not appearing in our mind. Is that the problem? Yes. Yes, Garuda, who want to rectify Kaliya. Therefore, he want to punish Kaliya. And forcefully can. Forcefully can. You want to kill Kaliya. Therefore, very difficult. We have to give, and this envy nature was with Kaliya. Kaliya. And he just developed me. Why Garuda will come here? Why he will eat all these things? Why all these nonsense? Snacks they are offering everyone. This enviousness. Whenever there is some arrangement, why enviousness is coming? Some arrangement. If some arrangement is coming for a soul from Guru and Krishna, you cannot stop it. What is the arrangement for you by Guru and Krishna's blessing? I cannot stop it. What is for me? You cannot stop it. But when we are developing our enviousness towards someone, that means indirectly we are hindering in Guru Krishna's desire. Yes, it's very harmful, envious. And Sanskrit, Siddharth is mentioning, what is enviousness? Parautkarsa asahanam. What is that? Parautkarsa asahanam. Asahanam. When someone is greater than, or developing in devotion, or in knowledge, or in beauty, and have money. You understand? His money is increasing, his fame is increasing, his beauty is increasing, everyone appreciating. When you don't tolerate these things, that is enviousness. Yes. It is very difficult to find out a non-envious Vaishnava. And they are actually pure devotees. A pure devotee is adjective. If you find out adjective, many adjectives are in Srimad Bhagavatam. But Bhagavatam, second verse is saying, Nirmas Charanam Satam. And who is saying? It's Vyas. This is Vyas Dev saying. The envious person can't become a pure devotee. Can. He know many things. Okay, if he is envious to a pure Vaishnava, if enviousness is there, he can. They have no right over Bhagavatam. And he knows Dharma. Dharma prajjita kavita vatram. This Bhagavatam dharma prajjita. Even mokya is rejected here. Only bhakti. And who can understand? In non-envious Vaishnava. Yes. Very rare. To find out a non-envious Vaishnavas. Yes. And actually the non-envious Vaishnavas are pure Vaishnavas. And we should pray for that. Please. Unless you pray, unless you cry. To achieve such. Because we are in human body. When we see someone developing, we can tolerate. It is very, 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 very hard task for us. When you saw someone is developing, he is my friend. Immediately. And what is the cause of our suffering? That is the cause of our suffering. When you are not, at that time you can't get any satisfaction because you don't think this Krishna already sanctioned. Why we are not happy? When we saw others, qualities, others, immediately our heart is burning. I want like that. But we don't know. This is Krishna's arrangement. Why I want to interfere with Krishna's arrangement? It is up to Krishna. I don't want to misuse my time or my life. Very simple things, but very deep purport is there. Only he have right to understand Krishna, if someone is free from envious. But especially in Kali Yuga, arrogant, enviousness, dupliciousness is very prominent, very prominent. Vaishnavas, but they are very envious. Are you are Vaishnavas? Be careful. Don't develop this. Why you are envious? Why duplicity? Why politics? You want to become Vaishnava? We are not an ordinary person. We are coming to Krishna consciousness. Just realize. This is not for ordinary persons. A Vaishnava position is higher than demigod. Demigods are paying obeisance to pure Vaishnavas, you know? Yes. They know this person. Whenever he go to Goloka Vrindavan, whenever he return back to Goloka Vrindavan, he will go above our head. You understand? Above our planet. Yes. There are sometimes creating problems. Yes, Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur's commentary was there. There also sometimes demigods are also creating sometimes problems. Yes. But only Guru Bhakta, one who is very attached to his Guru, only he can counteract all these problems created by demigods, problem created by other entities, demons. Otherwise there is no chance. And especially those are Guru Bhaktas, they are devoted to his Guru, they are not envious to anyone. Therefore he decided better to kill. He is very envious. Kaliya is very envious. Yes.
Tamapatantam tarasa visayudha pratyabhyayat uttita sanakeimastaka dadadvisuparnam vyadasat badayudham karala jivha swasitogralochanam.
As Garuda swiftly fell upon him, Kaliya, who had this weapon of poison, raised his numerous head to counteract it. Showing his furious tongues and expanding his horrible eyes, Kaliya then beat Garuda with the weapons of his fangs. Yes, this is the nature of an envious person. Yes. This is nature. They don't know the position. Envious natures, they don't know their position, they don't know others' position. He is just forgetting how he is powerful. It's Krishna's, it's Vishnu's career. It's Vishnu's career. If you develop enviousness towards devotees, indirectly you are envious towards Krishna. Why? Whatever opulent, whatever qualities is with Vaishnava, that is not that person's, that is Guru's, that is Krishna's. And whenever you are developing envious to that Vaishnava's, means indirectly you are envious to Krishna. Krishna is not happy. I saw mercy to that person, but he is envious. And Kaliya, Garuda want to rectify Kaliya. And he want to kill him actually. He decide, yes, envious persons, they are more dangerous than snakes. Yes. And Prabhupada used to mention these things. Snakes, but snakes you can control. Although they are envious, you can control them by mantra. How can you say? Hymns? Huh? Hymns? Hymns. Some mantras are there. Hymns. You can control them. But, you cannot control envious persons. Every step, they will create problem for you. Every step. Yes, we have to pray to Guru and Krishna protect. Unless you protect. Because we are like a conditioned souls. If someone develop enviousness to us, then we also develop enviousness to us. Association is important. You don't think we know everything, but still what to do? If Guru and Krishna will not arrange something for you, if you don't find such proper arrangement, then big problem will come. If you don't find nice association, if you find one envious person there, then with this association, immediately your same mentality will develop. One arrangement coming. When we pray to Mahaprabhu, to Krishna, they will arrange some things. At least in this life, we will not develop these bad qualities, we can say. Yes, these are big hindrance in our life. Other shortcomings are there. It is not so harmful. But these things are very harmful. Enviousness, duplicity, the politics, yes, jealousy. Very, very, very dangerous. And that, not by our arrangement, we can protect ourselves in spiritual life. When we take solely, this word is there, holy and solely. Surrender at lotus feet of Krishna. Please, Guru, Gurudev, Acharya, please protect me. I want a healthy spiritual environment and protection. Then by their arrangement, maybe we can find some devotees. Otherwise, mostly you can find envious persons in this world. There Guru Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur said, this is a nasty place. That is nice place, nasty place. Not a suitable place for any gentleman to live here. Yes. Okay, thank you. Tomorrow we'll hear. Sri Sri. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Srila Gurudev ki jai. Thank you.